Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Going back to 2021, his last 2 years in Green Bay, and then the 2 years with the Jets, but I'm going to throw out, obviously, the first year with the Jets because he only played four snaps. So, really, his last three Week 1 performances. Ready? 2021, they played the Saints in Jacksonville because of hurricanes.
Yep.
They lost the game 38-3. Aaron Rodgers, 15 of 28, no touchdowns, two interceptions, 133 yards.
I remember that game pretty vividly. It was jarring to watch.
Next season, 2022, is the final year in Green Bay.
I would point out that the end of the 2021 season, he was an NFL MVP again.
No, no doubt.
He threw two picks and 37 touchdowns the rest of the
season. Are you going to let me make my point here? I don't think you are.
No, I am.
All right.
I'm done. Seth, turn off my mic.
No, do not do that. Final year in Green Bay. They opened the season at Minnesota. 23-7 loss. 22 of 34. No touchdowns. One interception. 195 yards. Last year, week one, Monday night in San Francisco. 32-19 loss. 13 of 21. 167 yards, one touchdown, one interception. So to open the season, his last 3 years as a starter, he's 0-3. They've scored fewer than 10 points per game. They've averaged 9.5 points per game. He hasn't thrown for more than 195 yards. He's essentially averaged 165 passing yards a game. And he has one touchdown to four interceptions. And I think your point that you made to interrupt me is actually a good one. Even his last MVP season in Green Bay, the first week was nightmarish. And now he's 41, going to be 42, and he didn't take any reps in the preseason, and he's in a whole new offense. I mean, the expectations for him on Sunday should be pretty low, right?
Judging by
Based on recent history.
Yeah. Well, I do think that this game has a – I'm hoping, because I ultimately am on record saying he's going to have a pretty good season statistically. Maybe not the crazy touchdown numbers, but I think he's going to largely take care of the ball and at 42 years old, basically, for half the year, have a very good year. I do think this is probably going to be the most rickety game. I don't subscribe to the theory – that because you had all these great joint practices, you should come out of the shoot looking pretty harmonious.
How many great joint practices did they have? They had one against Tampa Bay.
They had another one, I believe. I could have sworn they had one other one. Somebody else, maybe it was Jeff yesterday, said joint practices plural. Somebody said
they had a joint practice against Tampa and they got shredded. They lost.
I think this is probably going to be his most rickety game because I do think ultimately he's going to have a good season. But the combination of recent history, the combination of the fact that they didn't take any preseason snaps with him, which I think they should have, which I still think is a mistake, I think could contribute to some very rocky series. I mean, you said in the start of the show, what if they were to come out and throw it 10 straight times in a hurry-up? That is almost inconceivable to me, given how it would probably go for them, which is no one's on the same page. We haven't actually done this in a game yet. We're technically, even though it might be a 50-50 crowd, we're still on the road. They're going to be making noise early because they're going to be engaged early because the Jets probably won't be down, you know, unless they give up a defensive touchdown, that kind of thing.
Donnie, did you know these week one stats with Aaron Rodgers were this bad? Like, was this one of the secret sauce reasons you picked the Jets to upset the Steelers on Sunday when you said it this week?
I actually didn't know what the record was, but I did know that coming out of the gate, he's been slow the last few seasons, and those are MVP seasons even included in there. And to the point that you guys just made, I'm worried that there was not a single real snap taken with a new team, a new offense, new teammates. Like, okay, yeah, he's been playing football in the league for two decades, but this is his first as a Steeler. Like, there are still going to be some growing pains, and it's not as if you're playing a game of Madden. They take the field, and it's like
everyone's flawless. Everyone's
not going to happen on Sunday.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.